We move on now to Representative Berta Gardner out of House District 24, also a Democrat running unopposed. Representative Gardner, thank you for joining us. You've said that Alaskans should get their fair share of oil. Why don't you speak to what you mean by that a little bit and tell us what your top current priorities are.
Okay. Well, I think when we talk about fair share of oil, we're really talking about our ACES oil tax rewrite, oil and gas tax. And I have been a strong supporter of that. I think it has served Alaska very, very well. It changed us to a net profits tax at the request of the oil industry, which was something that I came around to with some difficulty, but it's what we could get. It gave us a sliding scale at high prices. The state is giving significant credits, about 40%, on new investment and capital expenses, so we're buying in. We dropped the request that I wanted to have a floor on the sliding scale of taxes. There is no floor, so at low prices, the state gets nothing. At the high prices, we get more. I think that is fair. We also have terms in the gas pipeline proposal that is fair for Alaska, and by fair there, I mean that opens up opportunities for new explorers. You know, one of the big efforts we've tried to do is break up the monopoly. And whether we're talking about Cook Inlet or the North Slope, we really want to be open for business in terms for new explorers to come in and know that they can get into a pipeline at competitive rates. They can get into processing facilities that allow them to be competitive with the big producers. And that's what I mean by fairness.
And if you could rate the incentive programs to encourage new explorers to come, do you feel that that's working? Are we going to see, say, for example, new exploration in Cook Inlet within the coming year?
Well, we have seen a lot of new interest, and we do have new explorers in the state, and employment, as reported by the industry to the Department of Labor, is up. So the tax rate is only one thing that impacts exploration and development and interest, and there are other factors. But I am a big believer that we're moving forward. I'm very, very excited to have two gas pipeline proposals in front moving forward. I think that is hugely exciting for Alaska and an indication that the work we did with both oil and gas tax rewrites and with the pipeline contract is bringing fruit. That being said, we still have to wait for the commercial negotiations and to see what the demands are, and you know, there's still a lot to be done. I believe that getting Alaska's gas to market is in the national interest. It's a matter of national security. The Congress has said that and repeated it. The President has said it, and I am just really excited that we're moving forward.
Let me switch subjects on you for a moment. Given the opportunity to play, you know, to have veto power for a day, what, if anything, would you have vetoed coming out of the last session?
Out of the last session, oh my gosh. I think that I was not happy with rolling back some of the really important provisions that were on the ballot initiative for the cruise ship industry. I'm really unhappy with, I would override the governor's veto of the Denali Kid Care. I think that's critically important for low-income working families to have access to health care. And vetoing that funding, where we are, I believe, the lowest or maybe ranked 49th in the nation for what we do for the children of the working poor. I mean, these are people working for minimum wage. And healthcare is important, and it's penny wise and pound foolish to not cover those children. So I think that's a big one for me.
In your district, what is the top capital project that you would put your muscle behind?
You know, they say that all politics is local, and when I walk around in my district, the biggest things people talk about is they want speed bumps, they want potholes filled, and they want to be sure that their children have safe ways to walk to school, whether it's clearing snow from sidewalks or having pedestrian walkways or crossing guards. And those things are just the things that impact people's lives in a really obvious, clear way every single day, and it's critically important.
Okay, and you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Okay, thank you very much, Jill, and thank you very much to the audience for tuning in and listening to this discussion. I'm Berta Gardner. I've represented Midtown Anchorage for 6 years in the state legislature. It's been my great pleasure, my great privilege. It's a job that I love to do. I'm so honored to have an opportunity to try to give to other Alaskans the sorts of wonderful value and opportunity that Alaska has given to me and my family. I've been married for 32 years to a wonderful man who supports me in this job and basically anything I want. I've raised my children here. I've run small businesses here. It's just a fantastic place, and I am delighted to serve, and I'd appreciate your vote. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Representative Berta Gardner from Anchorage House District 24, running unopposed in the upcoming primary.